Now, friends, we pick up today in the 45th chapter of Isaiah, and we are looking at a very wonderful section, as we indicated last time. Now, we have in chapter 45 the identification of Cyrus and the creation of the material universe and the salvation of Israel. Now, these are the themes that we've had in the last few chapters, with the exception, of course, of the identification of Cyrus. And so, in the first six verses, we have the calling of Cyrus before he was born. And actually, this chapter begins with the last verse of the last chapter, that is, of chapter 44. And we've seen this in another place where a last verse of a chapter should have been put into the following one. And you will find that in the New Testament in several places. And I'm sure you understand that chapter divisions and verse divisions were made by man. It is said that Stephanus, a monk in the Middle Ages, that he marked off the chapters by riding a donkey through the Alps. And every time that the donkey would come to a halt, why, he'd come forward with his pen, that'd be a mark of a chapter. Well, of course, that is a fable, but it looks like in places that that's the way it was divided. I get the impression sometime that maybe the donkey divided some of them, because they certainly shouldn't be divided where they are. And this is one occasion. And verse 28 now of the last chapter reads like this: "That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid." Now, this man is marked out here 2 centuries before he was born. And somebody is going to say, well, why would he be marked out by name? Well, very frankly, I think for 2 reasons. And, of course, primarily it was for identification, that when he did appear, that there'd be no misunderstanding who he was talking about. And then another one of the primary reasons, of course, is that this man is the man that made the decree that returned the nation Israel back to the land, and that's all important. And then there is another reason. I give it last because actually I'm not sure but what it should be first, and that is that Isaiah is going to identify one born of a virgin, and he'll be unique, and he's to be called Emmanuel. He'll be God with us. Now, if in 200 years Isaiah's going to be accurate about Cyrus, then may I say to you, when we move down about 700 years later, that is from Isaiah, and he identifies the coming of the Messiah, then people will not be too startled. At least they should be prepared for it, because Isaiah was accustomed to do this type of thing. So you can see there are good, reasonable reasons of why this man is marked out by name. And God says here, God calls him my shepherd, and he'll perform my pleasure, and he's going to rebuild Jerusalem. Now, God used the Assyrian to take the northern kingdom into captivity. He used Babylon to destroy Jerusalem and take the southern kingdom into captivity. But they were wicked men, and God judged them for it. But this man Cyrus is different. He's my shepherd, and he'll perform all my pleasure. I think there are going to be 2 things that are going to be a surprise to all of us when we get to heaven someday. The first thing that's going to surprise us will be the people that got there that you and I didn't believe would make it. And I think Cyrus was going to be there. The second thing that's going to surprise us is going to be the sum of the folk that we thought was going to be there, and they won't be there. I think we are in for two big surprises when we get to heaven. I just hope you and I are there, and we will be there on one condition, whether Christ is our Savior today. Now, God calls this man his shepherd. He does my pleasure, and not my will, but my pleasure. That's a little different, my friend. After all, Nebuchadnezzar did the will of God. He destroyed Jerusalem. And I think in time, Nebuchadnezzar came to a knowledge of the living God under the ministry of Daniel. And that was over a period of years.